The word today is announcement. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. What a surprise it would be to have an angel of the Lord appear to you with an announcement. Would the announcement be a warning or perhaps a special honor? The last thing you might expect would be the announcement of the birth of a child. And yet, that was the special message given to a young virgin. Here to help us ponder the mystery of Jesus' incarnation is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Announcement.
As we are approaching the Christmas season, we're going to take some time to look at the scriptures and what they have to teach us about the beautiful event of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is no ordinary man. He is not simply a prophet as a human. He is not just a moral teacher. He is the Son of God, divine, who came to this earth. It's called incarnation. That is Jesus taking on human flesh in order to come to this earth to be our Savior. We'll talk about that more in just a bit. There's an aspect of Christmas that's very enjoyable for me as I look at the Gospels. And in Luke chapter 1, there are two occurrences where angels of the Lord appear to people. This was quite surprising. The angels come with a message. Now, by the way, that's what the name angel means. The word angel means messenger. So angels often appear in the scriptures when there is a message from the Lord to be delivered to humans. God is doing something, he is making some great action, and the humans are confused, they don't understand it. So the Lord sends the angel as a messenger to give insight or instruction to the people. And we have two cases of that happening in Luke chapter 1. One of them is in regards to Zechariah and Elizabeth, this older couple, who would end up having the child John. We know him as John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. John was the one who would introduce Jesus out in the wilderness when John was preaching, baptizing people for a baptism of repentance. And Jesus comes, and actually John baptizes Jesus, not for repentance, but as Jesus begins his public ministry to relate to sinners, as he is the one who would take their sins upon himself, and as the Messiah eventually suffer and die on our behalf. So we have in Luke 1, Zechariah, who is going into the temple in order to burn incense, and an angel of the Lord appears to him in verse 11 of Luke 1. And Zechariah is startled and gripped with fear. And in verse 13 it says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John.'" And he goes on to describe John as a person who would be full of the Holy Spirit. He would be a powerful man of God, and that he would turn many back to the Lord. What a fantastic prophecy. What a great introduction. Just imagine what a lovely surprise that would be if you were confronted by an angel of God and they told you that you would have this child who would do these great things for God. But that's not the only surprise that takes place in Luke chapter 1. The other surprise is even more majestic. This is where the angel appears to Mary. In verse 26, it says this, "In the sixth month," that is 6 months after this had happened where the angel appeared to Zechariah, so now John is 6 months along, so to speak, in the womb. And so repeating here again, "In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." The angel continues to say, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Now, this was among the more shocking things that anyone could ever hear, especially given the fact that Mary was a virgin. In fact, she says in verse 34, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" And the angel responds, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." So here we have two instances where there have been very shocking surprises given to people, and yet, truth of the matter was that the Lord had discussed that he would send the prophet Elijah. This was an analogy that the prophet Elijah would appear before the Lord when the Lord would come. And in fact, Jesus later identified John the Baptist as fulfilling that role, that he was like Elijah, the prophet of the Lord. And the Lord also many times in the Old Testament had said that the Messiah, the Christ, would come. And so sure enough, God is simply making good on promises that he had made. And yet this still is surprising. There are rude surprises and horrible surprises we can have in life, and there are wonderful, fantastic surprises. Among the worst surprises would be to discover that you had a particular disease and you're terminal. Among the greatest surprises would be encountering the person that someday turns out to be your husband or your wife. Well, among all the great surprises and joyful events in life, nothing is more profound than the wonderful gift that God gives to humans in the person of Jesus. This is where the angel says to Mary, "You will give him the name Jesus." Now, the name Jesus means God saves. So the purpose of this announcement of the angel Gabriel to Mary was not that Mary was so fantastic. It wasn't that Mary was a super special person. She was a virgin. She was a young girl who could be the one to bear the Christ child. But it wasn't all about Mary. It was about Jesus, the Son of God. The great, wonderful surprise was not that just a virgin girl would have a child, but that this would be the Son of God, that this would be God among men, and that he would come to save us from our sins. This was the fantastic revelation that the angel Gabriel had given to Mary. And the gospel writers write this all down for us so that we can understand it. This is always surprising information to the first time a person hears the account of the gospel. All around the world, you may be one of these people listening in different cultures, and this may be some of the most surprising news you have ever heard. The gospel is great news. It's fantastic to learn that there is a God who loves you, a God who has provided a Savior for you, and his name is Jesus. The writers of the gospel in the New Testament of the Bible wanted to make sure that everyone heard this fantastic news. And that's why their writings are called gospels, good news. And it's a wonderful surprise. It counters all of the rude surprises that we have in life. And even though it's at Christmas time and we're supposed to have the joy of the Lord, many of us who are listening have major problems and troubles, and it might be health-related, Or maybe it's a problem associated with a family member. Maybe one of our family members is in trouble, or one of our children is struggling. Perhaps we've even lost a loved one to death recently. There's so many heartaches and problems that come out of nowhere. It's such a great delight and joy to know that God has given this fantastic surprise gift of Jesus, our Savior. You can just hardly imagine how excited Mary was to know that God loved her and that God was going to use her to bring this Christ, this child, into the world. And in the same way, I hope you're excited to hear that God loves you, and that the purpose of Jesus coming was so that he would bear your sins. And that leads us toward the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. Another fantastic surprise is when Jesus rises from the dead, when he amazes his followers by showing up, by defeating death. And so the announcement of the surprise of Jesus' resurrection is again given by angels who are at the empty tomb. God must just really enjoy shocking and surprising us with these wonderful incidents that are taking place surrounding his son Jesus. It's sort of like if you gave a surprise gift to your child. You love the look of delight on their face and the excitement, and still, even because God has given us his great gift of Jesus who became flesh for us, that's why many people celebrate Christmas and give gifts to one another, because God has given us his best gift in Jesus Christ. Jesus came as a surprise, but it was really in fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. God loves for us to receive the good news, and I hope that this message, if it's a little surprising to you today, that it's exciting, and that you will love this news that Jesus has come to be our gift, a gift from heaven, the man who came down as God to take away our sins and give us the assurance of life everlasting.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.